This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, welcome in. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We do have the Cowboys Twitter coming up at 3:20, and we'll talk about why our guys are not closing the book on Max Crosby to the Cowboys. Even though that's, you know, been the tone since shortly after we went off air last night, on Cowboys Tour. We'll talk more about that here coming up in about 20 minutes. But Tim Cato, DLLS Mavericks, joins us now here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, Tim. How you doing?
Doing fantastic. How are you guys?
We're doing wonderful, man. We're so excited about the NBA getting underway again. Mavs and Spurs tonight, 8:30. What'd you think about Jaden Hardy saying the team we have this year is better in so many ways? How'd that hit you?
Kind of seems like what any player in his position would say. I think it's absolutely a very deep, a very loaded team. You know, I think the questions about the Mavericks are, you know, for as much depth as they have, how does it all fit? How do the pieces come together? That is a journey and a process we're going to start learning about tonight. Obviously, you know, for all the people who say, you know, when Kyrie's healthy, blank about the Mavericks, you know, whatever they want to say, and usually it's very glowing, you know, it still is objectively true that Dallas is not going to have Kyrie Irving for half or more of this season. At the same time, absolutely, this is a highly talented team with a lot of players who are just objectively good. And Cooper Flagg, and you know, kind of tonight and kind of for the opening months of the season, all eyes in every possible way are on Cooper Flagg, you know, this megastar generational prospect who's about to make his NBA debut.
You know, the one of the interesting things there is how much, you know, real point guard can he do? D'Angelo Russell starting at point guard tonight. How much do you expect Flagg to see the ball in his hand?
Well, it quite possibly may not be D'Angelo even in the starting lineup. It may be Cooper at the one. We don't know the starting lineup. I was at Mavs practice yesterday. Jason Kidd was asked and declined to reveal his starting lineup. Some coaches care about that. Some coaches reveal it the day before. Jason Kidd clearly falls in the former camp. So, we don't know what the starting lineup is going to be, but there has been some hints, some indication that, you know, D'Angelo Russell may come off the bench. Based on the way I see point guard in the modern NBA, obviously the position has changed a lot. Increasingly, you see, you know, players as tall as Luka, 6'8". There's a bunch of, you know, 6'5", 6'8", 6'10 point guards in the NBA. There are players like Jokic who basically are the primary creators, even if they are not, you know, whatsoever have the traditional mold of a body, you know, of a point guard. What the position is basically is a skill set, you know, and it's several skill sets in terms of ball handling and playmaking and creativity. And I think teams can either choose to play with a point guard with somebody who has those skill sets, or they can choose not to do it. So if Cooper Flagg is playing one, if he is technically the, you know, the best ball handler, the guy who has the ball in the court, you know, in his hands the most often, it doesn't necessarily make him a point guard. It just means that, you know, Dallas is going to kind of go without a point guard in lineups where they don't have D'Angelo Russell or Brandon Williams Ryan Nimhart, you know, on the court. They're kind of going to go without a point guard, and that has, you know, pros and cons. And that's what we're going to kind of see, where, you know, what Dallas is thinking is that, you know, even if they don't have the point guard skills on the court, the offense may be a little bit stickier It may not look quite as clean and fluid as you would hope, but there's going to be advantages in terms of the defense and everything else that it brings to the court when they play lineups like that.
Yeah, I mean, from like a stylistic standpoint and a strategy standpoint, what are changes that we can expect with the way they're going to be going about, especially offensively, trying to put up as many points as they can compared to what it was during the Luka era?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much since Dirk Nowitzki and then Luka continued more, in an even stronger way, Dallas has been an offense that ran pick and rolls. You know, Dirk Nowitzki was, fantastic to go, as a screen setter because he had so much gravity and attention that would come to him. And then Luka, quite possibly the best pick and roll ball handler and decision maker in league history, certainly in the league right now. I don't think there's any question that, what he does on pick and roll is just extraordinary, extraterrestrial. Dallas isn't going to run a lot of pick and rolls this year. Not in the traditional sense. There's of course going to be a lot of screen setting, but it's not going to be screen setting designed with, a pick and roll ball handler, being able to like run around it and then, execute, a kind of a 2-1, a 2-on-1 type game, a 2-man game. I think it's going to be a lot more of dribble handoffs with, the big men having the ball, tossing it to somebody who's coming around. The idea is going to be a lot of back cuts, a lot of movement and motion. So that's what it's going to look like. How effective it is a whole nother question, but that's what we're going to start finding out. But that's kind of, I think, the summary of what Dallas envisions their offense, here in the first half, or more than the first half of the season, until Kyrie Irving is back.
Tim, obviously this roster is super deep coming into this year. Is Najee Marshall a guy that's maybe being overlooked right now? And when we look at guys that can maybe fill that role, not necessarily as a true one, but to help facilitate offense, did we see Najee have a little bit of an ability to do that in times last year?
Yeah, I think so. He when I'm talking like skill set, like he doesn't have the one-to-one point guard skill set, but a big part of being a point guard is just driving into the paint. Because if you get 2 feet in the paint, coaches love to talk about this, 2 feet in the painted area, your offense is going to be better. And Najee is somebody who does that. He does that really well. He can get past his man, even without the threat of the outside shot, which is really inconsistent for him. He is very good. And I think he is kind of overlooked as well, at least in the sense of like a lot of people are bringing up Max Christie. And I like Max Christie. I think he's a solid player. I think Najee Marshall is just so clearly like there, if there's a minute crunch whatsoever because this team is so deep, it's Najee Marshall who's getting, winning most of the competition for, fellow bench players. There's no question that, if there's only 24 minutes to give between Najee Marshall and Max Christie, I'm giving all 24 to Najee. I think he's a really good player. I think he's really good for this team. I think he's really going to help them. And, I think based off last season, he's kind of becoming a fan favorite as well.
Hey, Tim, we had a crosstalk between shows today, and my concern was all the new coaches on the bench for the Mavs. Is this something that teams worry about, or is this something that is it? Don't worry about it, Brian, because these are veteran coaches. Or how do you look at the just the difference of the bench from what we've seen last year from Kidd to this year?
Yeah, my stance or my how I kind of approach like drastic behind the scene changes, which you're very smart to bring up. I kind of approach it from the sense of I'm going to assume it's not a problem until I start seeing or hearing otherwise, just sure. Because, obviously, what goes on behind the scenes, the specifics of everything going on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Is more nebulous. It isn't something that plays out on the court on television. I will say that it is very odd that so much of Jason Kidd's staff left this summer.
Yeah.
And I'll think it's very clear that a lot of it was, it went back to the summer after the finals, where a lot of these guys did not get extensions. Typically after a deep finals run, a deep playoff run, you are going to extend and reward the people, you know, who did the hard work behind the scenes and were part of that, making that happen. So it's definitely unusual. At the same time, you know, Dallas, you know, said throughout the process of these guys being prepared to leave, and then they left. That's Sean Sweeney, that's Jared Dudley. They said throughout the process that they weren't worried, that it was going to come together well, that they had, you know, they were going to have just as experienced guys coming in. And you really can't argue that they do have a lot of experience on this pitch, including Frank Vogel, who, you know, was a former head coach, just a lot of experience on the bench. So we'll see. I think it's notable. I think it's strange. But I don't think it's a problem or a concern until I hear otherwise, or until we see Dallas not quite reaching the results that they should be, and we're looking for answers. If the answers aren't with the roster, then maybe that's something we can reexamine.
It's Tim Cato, All-City Dallas Mavericks, here with you on 105.3 The Fan. How many years do you reckon are in the Davis-Irving flag window? Like how urgently do they need to be taking advantage of having these older guys on their team along with Cooper Flagg?
I mean, in my head, it should probably be two, you know, this season, next season. And maybe if the next season is super, super effective, you know, you could kind of revisit that. But I do think, I will say this, Anthony Davis is eligible for extension next summer, you know, going into next season. And in some ways, I do view this year for Dallas as a year where they can, you know, kind of reset. It's not fully a gap year per se, because this roster is, you know, still pretty healthy or still very talented, and Kyrie Irving is supposed to be back. But it just may not be possible for Dallas to overcome all of the Kyrie Irving absence and then get back to, you know, the player that he's been in the past. But if they're going into next season without, you know, they better have proof of concept if they're going to extend Anthony Davis. And even then, you know, if you give him three more years and he's locked up for, you know, next summer, if you're locking him up for 4 years in the future at a very, very high dollar level, like, that is something that starts to concern me about, is this going to overlap with Flagg and what you need to do with Flagg as he clearly ascends and becomes the best player on the team. So I think Anthony Davis and what happens with Anthony Davis and his contract and whether he gets extended is honestly one of the biggest stories in the NBA next summer. And we'll see, but I think there's a lot that this team and this concept and Anthony Davis needs to prove this year, so Dallas can make smart decisions, going into next offseason.
Predictions are so tough in sports, and especially in this NBA where we just keep getting new winners. But I was looking at the wide range of predictions on this Mavs team, and I could see any of them being true. I could see, if everything goes right, them being in the finals. I could also see them not even making the playoffs, Tim.
I think that's fair. You know, I think this team does have a high ceiling, high-ish ceiling. I'm not sure it's title contender ceiling, even if everything breaks right. But I think the floor isn't, you know, it's not going to fall out completely, barring injuries, which, you know, you can't predict that, especially like before the season when you're making predictions. But, you know, certainly Anthony Davis is somebody who's injury prone. We all know that. But I do think this team, I put them like 13th best in the NBA, which doesn't sound that bad. But then you realize that's still putting them like 9th or 10th in the West, because so much of the league's power dynamics are in the West. And that's just a really tricky spot to be, where it's like, I do think that relatively they're an above average team, you know, even factoring in Kyrie, but an above average team in the West might mean that you're, you know, really fighting for the play-in tournament. And, you know, under the old system, you would have been like ninth looking in. So it's just a tricky spot to be in because of, you know, how good the West is comparatively to the East. And it's going to be difficult. Dallas has to start hot, and they have to kind of, you know, build up enough wins that they can just hang on to enough of them that when Kyrie Irving comes back, they can have a fighting chance to, you know, still be in top six contention, you know, even if they end up more as a play-in team.
Has Anthony Davis thinned out a little bit since the start of camp?
I think so, a little bit, yeah. You know, I have a lot of sympathy for him. Obviously, it was the juxtaposition of, you know, everything that was said about Luka and the reasoning for trading Luka, and then Anthony Davis clearly is not in, you know, full playing shape when he shows up to camp, when camp starts this year. But I have sympathy. Like, the guy had an eye injury and basically had to like lay in bed for 8 weeks. You know, I'm sure in a very similar situation, it's just not an ideal way to prep for the season. I'm not super worried about the whole conditioning weight stuff with him. You know, once again, as always, the concern for him is just, does he hold up?
What are your expectations for Klay Thompson in year two as a Mav?
I like Klay. I think everybody likes Klay. I'm hearing even superstar rappers like Klay Thompson. So nobody dislikes Klay. It is just reality. He's 36. And so at this point, you know, I think he's going to start tonight, and I think he's going to start quite a bit this season. But at some point, it wouldn't surprise me if Klay starts coming off the bench. He's just not quite that, you know, game-breaking shooter that he used to be, which is fine. You know, that's just what happens as you age. What he is, unquestionably, is still a great shooter. You know, one of those guys that you know, you know, when you look up and down the roster and there just isn't a glut of great shooters, like, he stands out as somebody who clearly is feared by defenses. Clearly, you can't leave alone. You've got to stick a man to and, you know, can cause and disrupt defenses just by moving off the ball. That's still a really valuable thing to have, even if at this point of his career, you know, we're probably not talking about him as like a top 100 player or anything like that.
Sure. Would you have liked to do a media game versus the coaches like they did in Boston?
Yeah, I think we would win.
How many points you putting up?
Yeah. I mean, I would feel bad for the coaches. So, like, really, I'm just staying out of that. You know, I'm just showing up to you know, drop 30 on their heads. We'll leave it at that. Well, I'll let my game do the talking.
Speaking of that, do you think anybody can chase down the Thunder this year in the West, or is this their conference again?
That is kind of a question. They are kind of the coaching staff playing media of the Western Conference right now. There's no doubt about that. The concern for the Thunder is the concern for the rest of the league when it comes to the Thunder is, are we sure they're not just about to win 70 games? And yeah, I mean, it was a very close game last night, the NBA opener against the Houston Rockets. It took double overtime for the Thunder just to sneak out that win. But they won 68 games, like, not being very healthy last year. You know, Chet Holmgren and Isaiah Hartenstein missed a ton of time to start the beginning of the year. It was Jalen Williams, who was absent last night, who ended up playing center for long stretches for them. I do kind of think in some ways Jalen Williams, you know, him and Shea are just so, like, they're so important just because, sneakily, they don't have as much playmaking outside of those two guys as you might think. But there's a real chance that they just win 70 games, that they keep getting a little bit better, that their young players just keep leveling up, and that you know, all the parity that the NBA had worked to instill, and you know, I think still has done a good job with the new CBA executing what they want, which is parity. You know, they don't want dynasties. It's very clear. The Thunder are absolutely positioned to break that and just win again this year, and it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Hey, Tim, I'm just curious. So, you know, we always try and kind of maybe opening night will knee-jerk, you know, after a game, is it a win, is it a loss kind of thing. How many games do you give an NBA team before you have a pretty good feel of who they are?
People smarter than me, coaches and people around the NBA, say 20 is the sweet spot. You know, 10's a decent marker, but 20 is when you should have a sense of an NBA team. You know, I'm starting a national role at All City, you know, still in and around all DLLF. We'll be watching, you know, everybody around the league. And,
sure.
You know, I do think the end of November, there's always going to be teams in the league where due to injuries, due to adjustments, due to, you know, young players who are adapting, who, you know, are just going to like be on the ascent throughout the year, that you can't judge that quickly. But I do think that kind of 20 game mark or, you know, the start of December is when you should start to have a sense of teams. Which is another reason why it's funny, and I get why people say this, but you know, the thing that's said about the NBA is that, you know, I'll tune in at Christmas. You know, yeah. Christmas games are the actual openers. You know, watch NBA because I think it's fun. I think it's worth watching. Watch it however, you know, you as a watcher you know, most enjoy it. But I will say by Christmas Day, pretty much every season, I think most of the storylines that we can expect the rest of the year are set in place and known. So I think that is a good benchmark, and I think it comes a little bit sooner than that.
True or false, we get Fire Nico Chance at the AAC tonight?
Ooh, tonight? I think Chance as in, like, it would reach the telecast. I think not tonight. Lakers game, yes. I don't think it's happening tonight in a organized, strong way. But we'll see. I'll be there.
Megan Thee Stallion going to be there?
I don't know. My girlfriend keeps asking me this as well. she wants to swing through. She loves Megan. So I don't have any insight to reveal to you guys about that. And unfortunately, I've already promised that insight to somebody else before you guys if I ever come across it.
Thank you, Tim.
Well, you're the man, Tim. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to reading your stuff and your game recap all season long. And we'll look forward to catching up with you next time.
Absolutely. Talk to y'all soon. Salute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.